Greetings, my fellow free and low sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to LL3 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of planet Earth. Today's date is Saturday, March 9th, 2024. This is episode 1719. Clearwater man arrested at council meeting. Before I proceed, you can find me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Looky Luck number 3, Looky Luck Roman number 3 with 3 eyes, or Looky Luck Roman number 3 podcast. If you have any questions, comments, information, etc., whatever you do, please use the quorum. You go to my email at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookyluck3. Yeah, I'm not going to go really big fancy at the moment, but we all know what's going on. The Biden State of the Union address. Hell's breaking loose in Europe. They're still attacking Gaza. Hostages haven't been released, etc., 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 and people are calling certain nations on genocide, which they can't even take care of their own affairs. And I'm not, you know, saying what's going on is great or not. Let's leave it at that. And when you got people think they're smarter than everybody else, right? It's nothing new under the sun, but they don't try to shove things down our throats. Program us like a bunch of peasants. Go, yes, master. I'll do as you say, master. And you know what? As far as I'm concerned, they could all stick it. Give them the big middle finger, which is happening. 10th Amendment style notification worldwide. Well, I'm not going to be, I'm going to make this one pretty brief. So further notice, probably for the next other shows. Well, this one I got from a video clip. Good colleague of mine, which I won't say friend, but an acquaintance, armed fisherman. And he had one of his good colleagues, Daniel Holoba, got arrested at one of the meetings in Clearwater, Florida, which is in Pinellas County, if I'm correct, north of St. Petersburg, as I recall. But it's very intriguing indeed. And it really gets my goat. When you get all these dinkleberries trying to get real offended, real sensitive, and claiming that they are above everybody, right? Well, I'm going to be reading this from the Tampa Bay Times. Clearwater man arrested during council meeting, accused of trespassing. Daniel Holoba, 67, was let out of council chambers in handcuffs after he made personal attacks in violation of city rules. Came out yesterday, but this event happened on March 7th. It is written by Tracy McManus. And as it reads here, Clearwater police arrested a man during a city council meeting Thursday night for refusing to leave after Mayor Brian Unks Sr. said he violated the city's rules of conduct. Daniel Holoba, 67, was let out of council chambers at the main library in handcuffs, booked in the Pinellas County Jail, and charged with misdemeanor trespass. He was released on $500 bond at 7:26 a.m. Friday, according to jail records. Holoba, a Clearwater resident, had addressed the councilor during the public comment portion of the meeting and criticized city staff and the Clearwater Police Department. He questioned why an officer was not fired after an internal investigation determined she had falsely arrested a suspect for a concealed firearm when the possession was legal. The officer was given a letter of reprimand. Holoba addressed City Manager Jennifer Parier from the lectern, saying, "When are you going to do something about Clearwater Police? They are running amok." Luba then spoke directly to Assistant City Manager Daniel Slaughter and City Attorney David Margolis while appearing to record them and accuse them of conflicts of interest. To end his 3-minute monologue, Holoba addressed the mayor, "I don't aggravate the thin-skinned Brian Unsk," Holoba said, and began walking away. Unk slammed his gavel and issued Haluba a verbal warning, saying, "Next time you do that, you're going to be thrown out." Haluba made a noise, turned around, and walked back to the lectern. Unk then asked police in attendance to please remove Mr. Haluba from the meeting. "I have civil rights, Mr. Unk," Haluba said, "which you're violating right now." Haluba refused to leave after Sergeant Jarred Stiff asked him, while four other officers stood by. Stiff explained he had issued a trespass warning if he refused. "Issue it," Haluba said. Stiff stated Haluba was then officially issued with a trespass warning. Hold on here. Oops. And that he would be arrested if he didn't leave. "I effing dare you," Haluba replied. Stiff put Haluba in handcuffs, and the officers escorted him out. There's a video clip on that. The council approved new rules of conduct in September after repeated incidents during public comment that they said interfered with the city's ability to conduct business. During a swearing testimony for Police Chief Eric Gandy last year, another protester, Michael Taylor of Port St. Lucie, sat in view of the camera and held his middle finger in the air for much of the ceremony. Haluba has attended council meetings for several years, always criticizing city officials and primarily the police. The council rules prohibit speakers from extending the middle finger or making obscene gestures while another person has the floor. Engaging in the name, calling, or personal attacks against an identifiable individual and refusing to leave the podium once the allotted time to speak has expired, among other actions. If a person violates the rules, the mayor can issue them a warning if the person refuses to correct their behavior or continue to violate the rule after the warning. The mayor may direct a person to leave according to the rules. Upon by the request by the mayor, the police shall escort the person from chambers and shall not be readmitted to the same meeting, but can return for future meetings, the rules state. Haluba was arrested in December 2014 and charged with 5 felony counts of identity fraud and 1 felony count of criminal use of a public record after police said he used Clearwater Police Sergeant's Social Security number to apply fraudulently for credit cards in the sergeant's name. Prosecutors dropped all charges in 2017 after they said they could not prove Haluba committed the crimes from a computer seized from his home. Haluba denied all the allegations and at the time called it a case of harassment and vengeance. Well, I'd like to thank Michael Taylor from the Armed Fisherman for stating that on his video with the links and all that good stuff. Go to Armed Fisherman at YouTube and you can see the video itself on what Mr. Haluba said. And it is so ridiculously entertaining. I like it. Of course, there's rules. You cannot interrupt someone who has the floor or the lectern, okay? Out of fairness, I agree with that. However, if you're going to go criticize the people in there, the servants, okay, not masters, but servants, in good faith, okay, he used thin-skinned unsk. How is that obscene? How is that injury? How is that harassment, Mayor Thin-Skinned Unsk and your scumbag council and Uncle Tom and your mama police force? How is that obscene? How are you seriously injured by that? That's the question I have for you and your goofball elected and appointed members. He did nothing wrong. And plus, you breached your oath, every single one of you, under Article 2, Section 5 of the Florida Constitution. And we'll read that. This is what they violated. Article 1, Section 1, this is Florida's Declaration of Rights, okay? All political power is inherent in the people, okay? The enunciation here on certain rights shall not be construed to deny or impair others retained by the people. Section 2, Basic Rights. All natural persons, female, male, alike, are equal before the law and have inalienable rights, among which they are the right to enjoy and defend life and liberty, to pursue happiness, to be awarded for industry, and to acquire, possess, and protect property. No person shall be deprived of any right because of race, religion, national origin, or physical disability. Let's go to free speech. That's section 4. Every person may speak, write, and publish sentiments on all subjects, but shall be responsible for the abuse of that right. Well, call it thin-skinned uns, how's that abusive? To me, he's a little bit more salty. He hasn't digressed it. He says it at these meetings to see how to get their quick reaction. See, Mayor Unsk isn't thinking, folks. I'll continue on. No law shall be passed to restrain or abridge the liberty of speech or of the press. In all criminal prosecutions and civil actions for defamation, the truth may be given in evidence. If matter charged as defamatory is true and was published with good motives, the party shall be acquitted or exonerated. So that's being good faith. And here's section 5. Right to assemble. The people shall have the right peaceably to assemble, to instruct their representatives, and to petition for redress of grievances. He redressed them. How is that a crime? Because he used thin skin on. Oh my goodness, my feelings are hurt. I tell you one thing, Mayor Unst, you're a man that you'll never be. Are you and Merrick Garland related? The men you never be? That's how ludicrous and tyrannical you are. Pathetic in my book. And just to remind you and to all the other individuals in that city, this one example, of course. Let's read Article 2, Section 5 of the Florida Constitution. Now, I may not read it in its entirety. And it says here, right down, I think it's B. Each state and county officer before entering upon the duties of office shall be given a bond as required by law and shall swear or affirm. It goes to across the board to even with the counties, yeah? It says here, I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, protect, and defend the Constitution and government of the United States and of the state of Florida. That I am duly qualified to hold office under the Constitution of the state, and that I will well and faithfully perform the duties of title of office on which I am about to enter. So help me God, and thereafter shall devote personal attention to the duties in the office and continue office until a successor qualifies. But right there, that's subsection B, Article 2, Section 5, Subsection B. Okay, so what has happened? Feelings are more important than free speech and redress their grievances, according to the city of Clearwater. To all you goofballs out there that complain, don't want to take action, you're just part of the problem. I think the election year is coming up down there. You need to take every single one of them out. If some of the positions in that area in Clearwater is not an elected year for them, for certain districts, do a recall. They should all be taken out. Until Police Chief Gandy and his cohorts, where to go. Because the fact is this, folks. Legally, the police aren't obligated on protecting an individual under Florida Statute 768.28. But why They should have the authority on harassing you. Don't let these pencil neck twits and these insecure maggots, the tyrannical aspects of the Clearwater Police, not all, but I'll be fair, rogue elements, including Police Chief Gandy, give them what they want. Tell them where to go, right to remain silent. If they pull you over, you don't have to give them your ID, your driver's license, registration proof of insurance. You can display it, including that's at DUI checkpoints and all that. Free speech is more important than your feelings. Stop being a bunch of Uncle Toms and Angel Mamas. That's not even people in the city of Clearwater. Nothing more than derisive maggots. Ingrates, imbeciles, tyrants that came and wiped their own rears. That's how I look at it. Plain and simple. Because I know they harassed Michael Taylor for carrying his rifle, semi-auto rifle, going fishing, which is legal in Florida. As long as you're going to or from. Legal hunting, camping, and fishing. He's walking on the beach, heading to the pier, and they gave him a hard time. That's disgusting. There's no victim. There's no crime. Calling someone thin-skinned isn't egregious or fighting words. Deal with it, thin-skinned unsk. And all you parasites, tyrannical parasites to be exact. In Clearwater. Prove me wrong if you dare. I would love to hear from you. Well, that will be it. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, if you send something that's interesting, or check out whatever you do, please use decorum. Furthermore, I'll leave the footnotes. This article and the Florida Constitution, you can read for yourselves. You don't need a lawyer to figure it out, folks. It's self-explanatory. If you want to contact me, go to Proton. It's a Proton mail account. It's ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/lookyluck3. If you want to support armed fishermen, I'll put the link on there. You can check it out yourself. And I don't know if you had a defense fund for Mr. Hogle? Hulu? Hold on here. I don't want to mess his name up. Haluba. If they has one, that'd be great. Because the truth of the matter is, folks, there is no victim. How is that a crime? Hopefully you're really in snowflakes that represent the city of Clearwater. Well, tell me that. I would love to hear from you. All right. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. Until next time, take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.